Day 500, Tuesday, August 20th. Psalm 113 and 114. Psalms 113, 1-9, NKJV. Praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap, that he may seat him with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home, like a joyful mother of children. Praise the Lord. Psalms 114, 1-8, NKJV. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled, Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled, O Jordan, that you turned back? O mountains, that you skipped like rams, O little hills like lambs, tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG Reading Plan states, as earlier noted, Psalm 113 is the first in a collection of six Psalms, 113-118, called the Egyptian Hallel. These Hallel, or praise Psalms, came to be used in the Jewish liturgy at the great religious festivals, Passover, Weeks, Tabernacles, Dedication, New Moon, see Leviticus 23, Numbers 10:10, John 10:22. Zondervan NIV Study Bible, note on Psalms 113-118. The moniker Egyptian is derived from their special use in the celebration of Passover, commemorating the Israelites' deliverance in Egypt. The Expositor's Bible Commentary states, the Egyptian Hallel Psalms received a special place in the Passover liturgy, as 113-114 were recited or sung before, and 115-118 after the festive meal, cf. Matthew 6:30, Mark 14:26. Expositor's Bible Commentary, Introductory Note on Psalm 113. Regarding the customary singing of psalms, prior to the traditional Passover meal of Jewish people today, the Nelson Study Bible states, both psalms remarkably capture in poetry and song the major ideas of the prose liturgy that is also recited before the Passover meal. That is, they speak of God's saving works at the time of the Exodus. The first Psalm 113, focuses the worshippers on the condescending grace of God. He is the merciful Redeemer, who bends from heaven to meet the needs of his people. Then with the singing of Psalm 114, the Jews recall Israel's deliverance from Egypt, the reason for the Passover celebration, and the central act of God's saving grace. In depth, the Psalms of the Passover, sidebar on Psalms 113-118. Psalm 113 opens and closes with Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Indeed, in the opening three verses, the psalmist five times calls for the servants of the Lord to praise his name. In biblical thought, a name is not a mere label of identification, it is an expression of the essential nature of its bearer. A man's name reveals his character. This was a concept shared by the peoples of the ancient world. Hence, to know that name of God is to know God as he has revealed himself, Psalm 9:10, name, the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Bible. So God's name includes who he is, all he has done, and everything he instructs and stands for. In verse 3, the phrase from the rising of the sun to its going down designates not daytime from dawn to dusk, but rather means from the distant east to the distant west, i.e., in all places God's name is to be praised. Though God dwells in unimaginable glory and splendor beyond the creation, he nonetheless humbles himself to be mindful of it. Verses 4-6, compare 8-4, the mighty God has compassion on his people. He lifts the poor and needy out of dust and ashes, referring to both the physically impoverished and spiritually humble and repentant to seat them with princes, verses 7-8. He relieves the stigma and desperation of a barren woman by giving her a happy home, verse 9. In these verses we have a picture of God's salvation and reward of his humble people, raising them in stature to rulers and giving them joy in his family forever. Psalm, still sung with psalm prior to the Jewish Passover meal as noted above, is a song about the power of God in delivering the Israelites from Egypt, bringing them into the promised land, and preserving them in the wilderness in between. Stating that the Israelites went out ... a people of strange language, verse 1, is meant to stress the foreignness of the Egyptians and their ways, compare Psalm 81, particularly their foreignness from God's ways. This would also seem to indicate that the Israelites retained their own language, while in Egypt recall that they were not scattered throughout Egypt but had been settled in the land of Goshen in the Nile Delta region. Sadly, the Israelites were nevertheless corrupted from living in Egypt, thus coming out of Egypt was representative of coming out of Egypt's ways. In terms of biblical geography, Egypt represents the world and the bondage of the sinner to its evil forces. Ephesians 2:1-3. Warren Wiersbe, Be Exultant, Psalms 90-150. Praising God for His Mighty Works, 2004. Note on Psalm 114:1. When God led Israel out of Egypt, the nation became His sanctuary and dominion, verse that is His temple and sovereign domain or kingdom. God told Moses, "Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them." Exodus 25:8. And in dwelling among them, the people would, in an extended sense, become His holy dwelling place, His sanctuary. God further said, "I will dwell among the children of Israel and will be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God who brought them up out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them." Exodus 29:45-46. Today God dwells within His people, true Christians who constitute spiritual Israel, the spiritual temple of God. Verses 3-6 concern the miraculous parting of the waters of the Red Sea and the Jordan River for Israel to cross at the beginning and end of their wilderness wanderings. The Red Sea is figuratively portrayed as seeing the dominion of God among His people and fleeing from His manifest power. The Jordan is personified as intentionally turning back from its normal flow. In concert with these events, we also see mountains and hills skipping like frightened lambs. This would seem to indicate major earthquake activity on one or both of these occasions. Continuing the earthquake imagery, verse 7 directs the earth to tremble at God's presence. This probably also is instruction to all the earth's people to likewise tremble with appropriate fear and respect before God. Ironically, those with proper fear need not be terror-stricken, for God uses His great power to benefit His people. It was the awesome presence of God that gave the Israelites water in the desert to preserve them from the time they left Egypt to the time they entered the promised land, verse 8. Even so, God's presence within His people today will preserve them following their personal exodus from the sin of Egypt and Red Sea baptism, giving them spiritual drink from the divine rock, compare 1 Corinthians 10:11. And by His mighty power He will see us through to the future Jordan crossing into the spiritual promised land, the kingdom of God. End.